Ex-BBC presenter Hugh Edwards spared prison over child sex images. By Kurt Zindelka on September 16, 2024. Former top BBC presenter Hugh Edwards has avoided prison time despite being found guilty of possessing paedophilic images of children, merely receiving a six-month suspended sentence on Monday. Hugh Edwards, who previously served as the British Broadcasting Corporation's lead news anchor, will avoid being sent to jail after a court found that he did not pose a risk to the public or children and had suffered from mental illness during the time in which he acquired sexual images of children. The ex-BBC presenter pled guilty in July to three counts of making indecent images of children. The court heard that Edwards had been in contact with convicted pedophile Alex Williams between 2018 and 2022 and received 377 images, 41 of which were classified as indecent, meaning that they were sexual images of children. One of the photos was of a child between the ages of 7 and 9 years old, while others contained labeled including 13-year-old and adolescents. Edwards is said to have paid hundreds of pounds to Williams in exchange for pictures and videos. While some of the communications, many of which were not recovered, showed Edwards telling Williams not to send anything underage, he later told the convicted pedophile to go on to an offer of being sent young pictures, the BBC reports. Yet, despite the heinous nature of his crimes, Chief Magistrate Paul Goldspring ruled that Edwards no longer posed a risk and therefore prison time was not necessary. The former BBC bigwig will instead only receive a suspended sentence of 6 months, attend sex offender rehabilitation programs, and be placed on the sex offenders register for 7 years. Goldspring said that he was convinced that Edwards had a mental disorder during the time of the offenses and that he did not remember which pictures he had viewed, saying, "You did not keep them and you did not send them on to anyone else. I accept that you had issues with your mental health. The degree that you received sexual gratification from the images is difficult to assess." Former Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, Ken McDonald claimed that the lack of prison time for Edwards did not represent special treatment for the high-level media personality, who resigned from his position in 2023 after 20 years on air. "Edwards has not been treated any differently to anyone else," he claimed. "This sentence is fairly standard. A pretty conventional sentence." McDonald added that courts might be reticent of appearing to make an example of someone because he was famous. However, others have suggested that Edwards received leniency because of his elevated status, including Reform UK leader and MP for Clacton Nigel Farage, who said, "Hugh Edwards will not receive a custodial sentence and is still entitled to a large BBC pension. No wonder the public have lost faith in our institutions." Mr. Farage has been a frequent critic of the government's stance on crime, alleging that there is a two-tier justice system in Britain, particularly in the wake of the recent anti-mass migration riots, during which members of the public were sent to prison for posts on social media and following which the government released criminals early to free up space in jail for those involved in the riots. Edwards represents just the latest high-profile pedophile scandal to rock the BBC. The publicly funded broadcaster has previously come under fire after it was revealed that longtime children's television presenter Jimmy Savile had sexually abused over 100 people, many of whom were children, over the course of decades. Despite BBC staff reportedly being aware of the allegations, they failed to come forward against the star, and the allegations were only made public after his death in 2012. The BBC has denied that there was a cover-up of the rampant sexual abuse. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.